Americans ready for another boost. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. With a COVID subvariant on the rise, the FDA is authorizing a second booster shot, which means a fourth dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, but only for people 50 and older or with certain conditions.
The good news is that for most people who have been vaccinated and had one booster, your original booster shot is continuing to provide you with good protection from being hospitalized or dying.
Dr. Peter Marks is head of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. The additional booster still needs CDC review. Moderna had requested approval for all adults. A new Associated Press NORC Center poll finds Americans aren't as concerned about COVID, fewer than half, still regularly wearing face masks, avoiding crowds, and skipping non-essential travel. 21 states say it's time to end mask rules on airplanes and at transportation hubs. Florida leading a multi-state lawsuit that challenges the federal government's authority over that mask mandate. President Biden hosting a White House meeting with Singapore's prime minister and discussing Ukraine. Fox's Gernal Scott has this live.
Lisa, Prime Minister Lee Sang-loon pointed to what he called Singapore's staunch support of international law in condemning Russia's march into Ukraine.
The unprovoked military invasion of a sovereign country under any pretext is unacceptable.
President Biden took a wait-and-see approach to recent word of a promised Russian pullback of troops from major Ukrainian cities.
I don't read anything into it until I see what their actions are. We'll see if they follow through on what they're suggesting.
He added that Russian sanctions and defense support for Ukraine will continue, Lisa.
Thanks, Gernal. Ukraine and Russia holding peace talks in Turkey earlier today, each side with encouraging statements afterward about laying the groundwork for peace efforts. America is listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Another guilty plea in the storming of the U.S. Capitol last year.
27-year-old David Blair pleading guilty in federal court to obstructing law enforcement during a civil disorder. Federal prosecutors say Blair assaulted a Metropolitan Police officer outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A guilty plea comes with a recommended prison term of up to 14 months when he's sentenced in U.S. District Court in Washington this summer. Over 700 people have been arrested in the January 6th case, with most still waiting for trials. Of the dozens of people who have been sentenced, most have gotten home confinement or probation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Poland's government says it will block imports of coal from Russia as part of a larger strategy to reduce energy dependence on Moscow, though Poland remains reliant on Russian oil. A more direct apology from actor Will Smith isn't getting rave reviews in the Academy.
Will Smith's moment to shine at this year's 94th annual Academy Awards is being overshadowed by slapping Chris Rock over a joke that the comedian said about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. He's stated, "Can't wait for G.I. Jane 2. Smith offered an apology to the Oscars crowd that night and the Academy, but didn't apologize to Rock until late Monday on Instagram, in which he said he was wrong and embarrassed by his actions. However, one Academy member said there's no getting over this. They stated, this taints everything, and that's unfortunate. He should have shown greater restraint. The source said, to see that display of behavior on the global stage, that's what he will be remembered for. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Academy launched a formal review of the incident and potential consequences yesterday, just hours before Smith's posted apology. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a rally, the Dow's up 279. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.